So, just a few words. These are very thorough suffusion, and a couple of things to note without hostility and without ill will. What sometimes we neglect or don't really get is ill will is when I project it out. Hostility is when I imagine it coming this way. Yeah. So this can happen without anybody saying anything. As I was saying earlier, the person who told me, whenever they walk down the street past them, when they imagine everybody's talking about them in a not pleasant way. So that's hostility. Sometimes people, of course, are hostile. But, you know, how many times does one kind of assume unwelcomeness, a need to be defensive, fear of disturbing, intimidation, about to be blamed, you know, seen as imperfect. And nobody said anything. You know, that's hostility. It's a kind of, because, you know, we don't really do it, we imagine it coming from somewhere else. Where do you think it's coming from? So it's one of the tyrant programs, isn't it? Where there's a feeling of not being good enough, comparing oneself in a negative way with others, where does that come from? That's hostility. Now, of course, sometimes people are hostile. And maybe that's the time when you say, I'm sorry you're feeling so upset, it must be difficult for you, rather than taking it on and sticking it into yourself. You know, somebody saying, oh, da, 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 you go, oh, I'm sorry you're having a bad day. You know? Now, but if we, of course, are familiar with hostility and we've programmed into it, then we actually take other people's ill will and stick it into us. And sometimes it stays there. You know, you might have said a sharp word or a curt word to somebody once. They think that they assume you hate them forever. You know, so that's hostility. It's a kind of souring in one's mental atmosphere, assuming unwelcome as the default. So what would it be like, bear in mind, what would it be like to be loved? What would it be like to be sitting with nothing you have to feel ashamed of? What would it be like to be sitting in the presence of an unconditional acceptance? That's our meditative question. How would it feel if it was coming this way without having to deserve it, work for it, earn it, prove something, perform something, do something to get it? That's what we're talking about as abundant, exalted, immeasurable, free from hostility, without ill will. Okay? Sometimes, you know, that's a meditation. Imagining, receiving, what would it be like to feel you don't have to get anywhere, achieve anything, and you're still welcome? However you want to figure that. Now, one of the other qualities to recollect, which is again not such a, you know, a common or immediately grasped sense, is this word gladness. And here's trying to crunch this down into one word, the Pali word is mudita, which means you appreciate other person's or your own, you pick up the good and you tune into it and you sort of have, celebrate it. Mudita. It's joyful. So you note the good in yourself or in others, you pick it up, you let it, you taste it, you pervade yourself with it, you steep yourself in it abundantly. And you listen to that voice go, bam, yeah, you can't do that. There's all kinds of things wrong with you. You're not perfect, who do you think you are? The sourness of the tyrant. Yeah, I mean, you can probably, it's very easy to find fault with just about anything and anyone. I don't find it at all difficult to find some flaw. No problem. But to note the good, the bright, the honest, the honourable, the sincere, the gentle, the courageous, you name it. There's a lot of good stuff out there and in here. So we pick up that tune, we listen to that, we sing that song. How beautiful it can be. And to others as to myself, of course this is not some ego polishing experience, but just the recognition. You see it in others, you think, oh, there it is. And you see it in yourself, there it is. Yeah. And you hear about it, there it is. You know? You pick up the tune wherever you hear it and you make much of it. It helps to clear the sadness and the cynicism and the despond that we can enter into when you keep focusing on the flaws, blemishes, of which of course there are many. But what do you want to steep your heart in? What's really going to be useful to steep your heart in? What you attend to and make much of will become the dominant flavor of your heart. So that's why we are careful and reflect and seek our own welfare and that of others. And this is one way in which we train ourselves. So, let's spend some time. It's the opening, silent meditation. Picking up whatever's useful in any of that, or just going into your body and breathing in and breathing out, however you want to cultivate for the next 40 minutes.